James. It's been a while.
It has, hasn't it, Steph? Did you have a nice Easter, Steph?
I had a lovely Easter, thank you, James.
Steph, did you bring me that present that you promised that you'd bring me? I'm so excited. I think I'd like a new phone, or maybe an iPad, or do you know what I'd really, really, really like, Steph?
What would you really, really, really like, James?
I'd really like a puppy. Have you bought me a puppy? I could call it Deefa. Like I've got a cat called Seefa. C for cat and D for dog.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, James, but the gift is not a puppy.
Is it a new remote control car?
James, didn't you just get a new remote control car a couple of weeks ago? I remember seeing you play with it here in the church.
Yeah, I did, but it's useless, Steph. It doesn't work anymore.
Oh, that's a shame. What happened?
Well, Steph, I was playing with it for days and days and days and days, and it just got slower and slower and slower until one day it stopped. And it's useless, rubbish, kaput, finito.
Well, James, I wonder if maybe it's not completely kaput, rubbish, finito.
Steph, I promise you, it is.
James, have you ever heard of batteries?
Yes, that's the crispy stuff on the fish, isn't it? When you get the fish and chips.
Not batter, James.
Well, what do you mean batteries?
Your car's batteries hold the power to make your remote-controlled car work. And it needs to be full of power to work. If there's no power, well, it's just not going to work, James.
So, if I charge it up with power, my car will work again?
Yes, James. And do you know, we need power to work, but we don't get our power from batteries.
I get my power from shredded wheat every day for my breakfast.
Well, that's power for your body, James. But of our spirit, we need God's power. The gift I want to tell you about today is the Holy Spirit. You remember Jesus' followers were sad when Jesus was going to leave them. They thought the adventure with Jesus was just coming to an end.
I do remember that, Steph. It was in that video just now.
Yeah. Well, Jesus promised to give his followers the Holy Spirit to be with them always. And God still gives his followers the Holy Spirit today. Even you and me, James. God's Holy Spirit lives inside you and me.
Wow! Steph, that's amazing! Steph, the other day, I was praying to Jesus and asking him to forgive me.
Forgive you for what, James?
Well, for keeping my very special collection of wasps inside the biscuit tin. And then my sister opened the biscuit tin to get a biscuit, and she got stung.
Oh, dear.
Well, I was just saying sorry to Jesus for that and asking him to forgive me, and I felt peace and Jesus' love in my heart.
James, that is the Holy Spirit helping you know that you are forgiven and that God really loves you.
Well, Steph, that is amazing.
And another thing the Holy Spirit does is help us become more and more like Jesus.
Steph, did Jesus have a collection of wasps in a biscuit tin, Steph?
I don't think he did, James.
Well, then I think the Holy Spirit has got a pretty big job to do helping me to be like Jesus.
It's a pretty big job for him to do for all of us, James.
Steph, do you think that's why I felt bad when I sneakily ate all my sister's chocolate Easter eggs after Easter?
I think that could be the Holy Spirit too, James, showing you that that wasn't the right thing to do. And you know what else? The Holy Spirit gives you power, James.
Wow! So I can move things just by pointing at them or like zap people who are nasty to me?
Well, not quite like that. He gives us power to do the things he wants us to do, like making the right choices or telling your friends about Jesus.
Steph, I am so glad that we have the Holy Spirit to be our helper, helping us to become like Jesus and to know God's love and forgiveness and to give us power. But I am a bit worried, Steph.
Well, why is that, James? Why are you worried?
Well, I'm going to need a lot of help. And what if I run out of the Holy Spirit's power? Like my remote control car ran out of power.
That's the wonderful thing, James. God is always ready to keep us topped up with his Holy Spirit's power. And we just need to ask him. And we can do that in prayer. So shall we pray for that now, James?
Yes, please.
Shall we all close our eyes and pray? God, thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, who helps us to know you and follow you. Fill us with your Holy Spirit now and help us to become more like you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.